Good afternoon. This is Marco with Top 30 Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago World Trade Grain comments. Today, Wednesday, July 29th. The grains closed mixed with December corn down 3¾ cents at 326¼. November beans down 2¼ cents at 885¼. And September wheat up 9¼ cents, closing at 532¾. The dollar currently is down 45 ticks, within 5 ticks of its lows at 43.17. Gold and silver have rallied. Gold's now up $28. Silver's now up 50 cents an ounce. The Fed came out and said they're leaving everything unchanged, that the direction of the economy is going to be tied in with how quickly COVID is around and, you know, if we can get a vaccine and get people back to work. But remains a tremendous amount of risk out here. The grains were firmer on the weaker dollar, or the wheat was firmer on a weaker dollar, as much as anything else. Though we saw that the weaker dollar didn't help Egypt buy any U.S. Wheat yesterday, but Russian and Romanian and some significant quantities, 470,000 metric tons. But, you know, I believe inflation is still here, still with us. And at some point, people are going to take a look at what's cheap and start buying it, which, in my opinion, are the grains. This was the second day we didn't see any flash announcements on grain sales. Export sales tomorrow are supposed to be pretty strong. 1.8 on the beans, 1.1 on the corn. Wheat, not so much, 425. We'll see if we get those numbers. But the Chinese are certainly still out here. I still don't think they're going to buy the bulk of what they want to buy until after the elections. That's 98 days away. They just, in my opinion, don't want to do anything to help this president. They want to get a little payback in, and the more the Chinese can hurt the president in the farmer's eyes, the more the Chinese like it. So, at any rate, my guess is, you know, December corn closed under 329 tonight. That opens the door down to 316, the contract close. We could certainly do that, maybe make a new low on Monday. We generally make contract lows on the first Monday of the month. So we'll look to see if we can hold those kind of lows out here. The wheat market, let's take a quick look at the September wheat chart. We're back over the 10-day moving average. We need to close over 540 to kind of stabilize this thing. But it doesn't act terrible out here. We're not that far away, 18 cents away, 17 cents away, new highs. Love to see us get there sooner than later. The funds are short after today, probably close to 190,000 contracts. So when and if we can get something to stir them, maybe we can see this market rally significantly. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give us a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.